A congressional committee will hear testimony later this month on the epidemic of black lung among Appalachian coal miners. As an NPR investigation disclosed last year, more than 2,000 miners have been diagnosed with the worst form of that disease. Sidney Bowles visited a conference where researchers presented more evidence of the problem, and a union leader called for action, but mine safety regulators showed little indication that they will increase protection for miners.
Coal miners, industry regulators, and health researchers gathered at a conference center in the foggy mountains of southern West Virginia last week. It was the first meeting of the West Virginia Black Lung Association since an NPR investigation put the spotlight on Central Appalachia's worsening epidemic of black lung disease and the failure of regulators to meaningfully address it. Harold Sturgill was disabled by black lung disease when he was 58 years old.
You know, man's going to feed his family whether it kills him or not.
Sturgill shared the challenges miners face.
It's still all about production. That's all it's about. They could care less about me, how much dust I suck in, or how long I'm going to live.
Brandon Crum, a radiologist in Pikeville, Kentucky, was among the first caregivers to sound the alarm about the epidemic. He says the last 12 months have been the worst of his career as more cases add up.
I first started with 60. As of last week, we got 246 cases of complicated black lung in my clinic alone.
Crum has seen younger miners disabled by black lung disease and a surge in a new form of the disease called diffuse dust fibrosis, or DDF.
This is something that I've been picking up over the last 6 to 12 months, and it's increasing in frequency, and it's also increasing in severity.
Crum says DDF works quickly to make it hard for miners to breathe, and an increasing share of lung transplants are in miners with DDF. The condition is likely attributable to an increased exposure to silica. Silica dust is formed when mining equipment cuts into surrounding rock layers and is far more toxic than coal dust alone. Researchers at the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, or NIOSH, say they are finding more evidence of silica dust exposure in the images of the lungs of sick miners.
There's a specific type of radiographic abnormality that's associated with silicosis.
NIOSH researcher Scott Laney shared findings that back up what NPR reported about the link between silica dust and the rise in illness.
And so we can look at that over time, and what we've seen is a six-fold increase from 1980 to the presence in these silicotic nodules on the x-rays.
But despite mounting evidence, there's little sign that regulators are planning to do anything differently to control silica dust exposure. United Mine Workers President Cecil Roberts called for increased regulation of silica dust.
You could draw a circle around southwestern Virginia, eastern Kentucky, and southern West Virginia, and that's where it is. That's where miners are getting sick. That's where miners are dying. And anybody says, we need more information, they're lying.
After the day's presentations were over, I caught up with the regulator in charge of mine safety, David Zeteslo. Zeteslo is a former coal mining executive who now leads the Mine Safety and Health Administration, or MSHA. Zeteslo has declined to confirm whether or not he believes silica exposure is contributing to the increase in black lung disease. He says his agency is studying the matter.
Science is science.
Back in 2014, MSHA implemented a rule further limiting coal dust, but that rule did not specifically address silica. Zeteslo says his agency is waiting to see what effects the 2014 rule will have.
We're out for an RFI on it. We're soliciting feedback.
You're soliciting feedback. Okay.
Request for information.
Zeteslo will face more questions about his agency's response later this month when a congressional committee holds hearings. The House Committee on Education and Labor will hear testimony on the black lung epidemic on June 20th. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles in Pipestem, West Virginia.